It's been a healthy year for dance in New York. Audiences flock to performances in a variety of styles in all kinds of venues. But one company has not been able to take advantage of this resurgence of interest, Dance Theater of Harlem. Its founder should be celebrating the troupe's 35th anniversary, but the company has had to close its school, lay off dancers, and cancel its season. From member station WNYC, Alicia Zuckerman reports.
Dance is everywhere right now. Jazz at Lincoln Center has a new space and is going to make dance an ongoing presence. The Deutsch Theater, a major New York dance institution, will become one of the anchors of a cultural complex planned for the site of the World Trade Center. One of the most striking examples of this kind of artistic and financial success is the opening of Alvin Ailey American Dance Theater's new studios earlier this month.
Deep demi-plié.
The dance company was on the road, so the students got to break in the new building, huge, climate-controlled, and filled with natural light. Outside the studio, a group of mothers catch glimpses into their daughter's ballet class through a narrow window. Patricia Godoy's 12-year-old daughter, Isabel, has been taking classes at the Ailey School since she was two.
This morning already, it was the first thing out of her mouth, today's the day. And I think all the dancers feel the same way.
I'm extremely excited about being part of the largest building dedicated to dance.
Sharon Gersten-Luckman is Alvin Ailey's executive director. She was responsible for raising more than $70 million for the new building and Ailey's endowment. She says this could not have happened through ticket sales alone. Foundations, corporate sponsors, and individuals have been willing to ante up. And to make that happen, an influential board of trustees with powerful connections is crucial.
I personally treat board members like bigger stoners in that I'm cultivating them and I'm trying to keep them interested and excited. So they come to the season, they come to previews maybe of new works that we're doing, they meet the dancers.
This kind of lucrative collaboration has eluded Dance Theater of Harlem. While last year was one of its best seasons ever in terms of ticket sales, it faces a $2.5 million deficit.
$2.5 million in today's economy is absolutely nothing.
When its charismatic founder and director, Arthur Mitchell, announced the cancellation of its season in September, he said the financial problems were being overstated. Many people say Mitchell is out of touch, that he's in denial about the financial problems that have plagued Dance Theater of Harlem for years. He's famously clashed with members of the Board of Trustees, which has dwindled from a one-time high of 17 to just 3 members, including Mitchell himself. Culturally, Arthur Mitchell is a pioneer. At 70 years old, he looks more like 50. He has perfect posture and a tremendous amount of pride. During the 50s and 60s, he was a principal dancer with the New York City Ballet under his mentor, George Balanchine. After Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated, Mitchell started Dance Theater of Harlem with $25,000 in a garage on 152nd Street. Its influence grew beyond its own community, and the company traveled around the world surprising audiences with something they'd never seen before, black people on point doing pliés and pirouettes. Virginia Johnson is editor-in-chief of Point magazine. She danced with the company for 27 years, 4 of which she served on the board as a non-voting member.
I think in the studio it's important to have an authoritarian voice, somebody who, without question, is a leader, who tells you which direction you're going in and doesn't take suggestions from the room. But I don't know whether that's absolutely true in the boardroom.
Johnson and other observers say Mitchell's passion for the company has led to a go-it-alone management style, which is why there's currently no executive director. He denies this with the conviction of a preacher.
If I can find the partner to take care of the administration, glory be hallelujah, is what I'm trying to say.
Mitchell denies that he's at the root of Dance Theater of Harlem's problems. He's complained about past board members, calling them rats jumping from a ship. But he also says he knows that he has no choice now but to consider the future.
You're not going to find another Arthur Mitchell, but we're training young people so that if, God forbid, something happens to me, they can take over. Because it is the legacy of the miracle on 152nd Street that must remain.
And to try to ensure that, he's enlisted the help of Michael Kaiser, president of the Kennedy Center in Washington, D.C., and a giant in the field of arts administration. Kaiser once ran Alvin Ailey during a fiscally difficult time and says he'll help find an executive director and stronger board for Dance Theater of Harlem.
Obviously, anyone who comes in is going to be a risk taker and find it to be exciting to be running such a troubled organization at this time. I can say from my career that I certainly was very happy at times in my career to take on very risky assignments.
Akua Parker, who'd been with the company for 5 years, said she felt betrayed by the layoffs of all 44 dancers.
We are not that disposable. If the company opens in June, that we're just supposed to go back and everything's just supposed to be okay. For me, it's not okay. And I don't know if I could even actually go back. I mean, it would be a fight within myself.
For his part, Arthur Mitchell says Dance Theater of Harlem will be back, and he's booking dates for next year. For NPR News, I'm Alicia Zuckerman in New York.
And from NPR News, that's All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer Ludden.